Welcome to another podcast at Sly'sOffice.com. Joining me now, State Representative Diane Hesselbein, who represents the 79th Assembly District, which is a good chunk of Dane County. Representative Hesselbein, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Sly. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, we've been doing a lot of post-mortem segments. I'm practically like Quincy, the coroner.
I love that show. Actually, that guy reminds me of my siblings and I of my dad.
Really?
Yeah. My dad was kind of like that.
Crusty?
Yeah, kind of crusty to the point.
Yeah, to the point. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I've been hearing a lot about the Democrats need to re-engage with rural Wisconsin and message. It sure seems to me like Democrats have been engaging in rural Wisconsin, and the message has been about the middle class and jobs and everything. Is the message really that far off, or is it that we're not giving enough credit to Republicans, including Diane Hendricks and all the other people that have pumped a ton of money in here, to overwhelm us?
Well, they have the money, but they don't have the right message. Except for they did run on, I would say, schools, which they cut public schools.
If they just lied.
Right.
They have the right message. Todd Novak ran a complete message about how he's an independent. He's not an independent.
Not at all. Not so well.
I'm a triathlete if he's an independent.
And I'm a marathon runner.
Okay. They just lie.
Right. They did. And people believed them.
They're consistent liars.
That was their message.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they ran on our issues.
Yeah. So what do you do between that and gerrymandering?
Well, the gerrymandering case is pretty good for us right now.
Well,
we're really hopeful that in the next 2 years we can see some real improvement there.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so.
We still got to get a governor at some point.
Yes, we will. We sure do.
I'm not hopeful. I think the state is becoming a red state.
Oh, I'm hopeful. I don't think you can be in this business if you're not hopeful.
Well, you're
really
in the business. I'm not in the business. I'm in the business to observe.
Yeah, you observe.
And I'm just wondering whether the politics is nationalized, and I'm just wondering if the demographics finally, between all the other things, the deindustrialization, the deunionization of Wisconsin, we now have fewer union members per capita than Alabama.
Definitely hurts Wisconsin.
It's
harder and harder. It's harder and harder for people to get a fair shake in the workplace. And people are resentful of that, but they don't know who to blame.
But it's also harder institutionally. There were always places like Sheboygan and Manitowoc that didn't necessarily agree with the Democrats on social issues.
Right.
But because of unions and because of workers' rights, they hung in there.
Right.
It's gone.
I agree.
So how do you get that back?
I think messaging is important, Sly. I think it
really
is.
Here we go back to
messaging.
I know,
it does. But, if you look at what they did in other states, in Colorado, for example, and I've been doing a lot of research.
Different state,
beautiful mountains, great skiing.
Younger people.
But they also had
lower cholesterol.
Simply said.
Legal weed.
Just fix it. That's what they, give everybody a fair shot. That a fair shot was what they said. They were running on the Senate, everyone, and they had pickups with a fair shot message. That was all it was.
But Hillary Clinton didn't tank in Colorado.
Correct.
Your choice in the primary tanked in Wisconsin and spent more money in Michigan. Less money in Michigan and Wisconsin as opposed to Omaha.
Really?
She spent more money in Omaha than she did in Michigan and Wisconsin combined.
Isn't that interesting? Omaha.
I call it malfeasance.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And then there's Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. And that whole national election, there are a lot of missed chances we had too.
Okay, so there have been a bunch of bad cycles. There's been 2010. There's been 2012 where Tammy Baldwin and Barack Obama won, but the Democrats in the legislature did not make the gains they were expected to.
That is correct. Right.
And now 2014 was a disaster, and 2016 was a disaster. One of the candidates, O'Brien Kennedy, the mayor of Glendale, on this morning just ripping Martha Lanning, blaming her for this.
I just saw a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of that this morning.
So,
and I consider both of them friends, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've known Brian Kennedy for years.
Okay. So is this Martha Lanning's fault?
You know, Martha Lanning, I will say, did a good job. She actually recruited candidates. We couldn't find some. She went out there. She got some. She got us some money the last, she did. She did some good fundraising for us. So she's been a good partner with us. So, but I like Brian a great deal. I mean, he was with me in my 2010 race, AFT. So he's a good organizer as well. So I think it's interesting that he wants to throw his hat in the race.
All right. So what needs to change?
Well, if I say messaging, and you're going to roll your eyes at me again. Actually, I think we need to go out all the time in other districts around the state of Wisconsin. I think Russ, with his 72 counties that he would listen to all the time, was great for us because we would learn about what's happening in those other counties. We're not doing that as much now. So I know I'm assistant minority leader, and I'm going to be traveling the state of Wisconsin, going to these county parties, listening to what the people have to say so that they know, they get to know me and us and our issues.
I have a theory.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It's not a pretty one.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, the coalition that of Democrats that make up the base of the party now in Milwaukee and Madison, I just have a feeling that there is a certain resentment in rural Wisconsin for the success of people that are young, living in the third ward in Milwaukee or in Madison's isthmus, you know, hipsters living in the isthmus. Anyway, I'm just thinking there's some resentment. It isn't our message. It isn't necessarily specific issues, because we know they don't agree with Republicans on a lot of these issues.
That's true.
That they don't like the Democratic base. They don't want to be part of a group of people that, A, is got a large number of minorities or gays or people that are excelling. It's resentment.
I don't know. You know, when I was out with the Alzheimer Task Force throughout the state, though, and I was in Rhinelander listening to people about that specific issue, and people were saying how they live in towns and they're trying to be caregivers of their loved ones, and they don't see their neighbor for a week or two, and they don't have dial-up. You know, they have dial-up maybe to get on computers to find out if there's a local resource for them. And they were not really resentful of Dane County or the larger areas, but wondering how can we get some of those services up here and really trying to problem solve it. But they were not resentful, and they could have been. And sometimes I wonder if they should have been, because they don't have broadband and all that other stuff that can help them with resources.
So what is it? I mean, other than, you know, messaging.
And it's hard when we've had so many losses. I mean, let's face it. That's why the Bears winning was such a big deal this year, because, or not the Bears, the Cubs. But people were, you know, believed in that team forever. And sometimes it's hard when you're a Democrat when we're not winning. And that's difficult. That's why, you know, when Barack and Tammy won, it was so huge for the state of Wisconsin. We thought we were getting a swell in the correct direction.
If you had to do it all over again, would you have supported Bernie Sanders in the primary?
No, I wouldn't have. I think Hillary, by far, would have been a better president than Bernie Sanders.
You've mentioned message to me 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
What was her message? Better together? That didn't connect, did it?
It didn't. But I think, going back, I think if we could have had a little of Bernie's enthusiasm, but I honestly think
people don't like her.
Do
you understand that?
I didn't care for him.
Okay.
I did not care for
him. But you lost. I mean, you and the other legislators that picked her over your constituents, you lost. You lost.
Actually, I think my constituents were with Hillary, actually.
Really?
I
don't think so.
A lot of them were. Well, Middleton, Wanakee,
so.
Westport.
Look, 71 out of 72 counties in Wisconsin went for Bernie.
That is true. They did. And he was here, and he had really good rallies.
She didn't talk about workers' rights. She was calling the TPP the gold standard. She was doing, when Donald Trump was coming here and campaigning, she was doing fundraisers where Jimmy Buffett and Jon Bon Jovi were singing in the Hamptons. That didn't work, right?
No, you're right. It did not work.
So you still support her over Bernie Sanders? Because you didn't like, what didn't you like about him?
I didn't like the lecturing. I didn't like that he was consistently talking over. When I saw the two of them on stage together in Milwaukee for that debate, he was condescending.
Boy, that's, you know, I have just the flip.
Do you really?
Yes.
And were you there in the audience watching
both of them? Television.
But see, I could see in the audience, I could see what they were doing when the other one was talking, which you can't always see on TV. And I was there going, wow. I was really stunned. It really amazed me.
So that's why you picked her?
I think she's bright. I think she's intelligent.
But
I think
people
she would.
Here's the thing.
You don't like her.
No. People don't like her.
You don't
she
like her.
She lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. She destroyed the blue wall. Okay? I understand that there was cheating. I understand that Donald Trump is a horrible man, but there's something collapsed. Right? Something collapsed. Let's face it, she got almost 300,000 less votes than Barack Obama.
Right, but she did win the popular vote.
Yes, but it's
but
on the
it's
coast.
Not enough. Yes,
it's
I know.
Not here.
I know. I understand that. But
you know, I think a lot of people just always assume that Wisconsin would be a Democratic state in presidential races, but it came very close to going Republican in 2004 and 2000, and has always been within the competitive margin of, you know, 53-47, 52-48. That's not a that's not a one-party state in presidential elections. And when Democrats don't come out to vote, that's the other thing. And that's the other thing I'm going to ask you about is, forget, I don't think a lot of people that voted for Barack Obama voted for Donald Trump, but a lot of people just didn't come out and vote.
I agree. But do you think if Bernie would have been?
Yes.
Do you think Russ Feingold would have won?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I'll tell you,
really?
A couple weeks before the election, a friend of mine who's an attorney who represents all these different progressive organizations said, young people aren't going to turn out and African Americans aren't going to turn out. They were canvassing door to door and they didn't come out because they didn't like her. Period. They were put off by what happened with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They were angry what happened with the DNC. They felt cheated. Now, look, I thought it was stupid that they didn't come out. I voted for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. To me, it was an easy choice over Donald Trump.
So did my son, and he was definitely a Bernie fan.
Right. Mm-hmm. So something happened, but that whole era of the Clintons, I guess maybe this is a little academic because it's over.
Oh, I agree. You know, I agree. That's done.
It's done. It's over. See, here's the thing.
I also feel like the Bushes are done, too, after Jeb lost.
I kind of think so, too. You've got a great record. I think that and the other legislators that supported Hillary Clinton in Dane County all have progressive records. I don't think Hillary Clinton had all that progressive a record other than her going out and fighting for children when she was a young person. And it was quite admirable. She did a lot of things that weren't so good. I still think she's paying for the war. I think that was a big negative. You wouldn't have voted for that war.
No, I wouldn't have.
So,
but I can see where she was coming from in that year in New York, all that. You know, it's hard to go back. I think I wouldn't have, but right in your home state, that would have been tough.
Well, considering Iraq had nothing to do with why the Twin Towers came down, I just never quite understood that. I never quite understood that that correlation. Russ Feingold went to the CIA and read the briefings and said the evidence wasn't there.
Right, right.
So, in the legislature, what do you think the Republicans are going to do now?
Oh, their big fight right now they're already having is on transportation and what to do with it. And Scott Walker has said that he doesn't want to raise the gas tax unless there's another correlation of where they're not paying taxes for something else.
So do you just make popcorn?
Right now, I'm just watching them. And as they come and talk to me and say, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible, I listen to what they have to say. And then I wish them good luck with all of that.
You know, that sounds a little passive aggressive.
Well, grew up Catholic. But but no, definitely, you know, when they come closer to coming to a solution, I'll definitely want to be involved in those conversations. But right now, they're not really asking for advice.
Here's what I don't understand. The governor seems to have no trouble raising park fees.
Right.
Right?
That's very true.
So why does he have trouble raising the gas tax?
I'm not sure. You would have to have Governor Walker on this show.
He hasn't been on for a while.
No, really? I bet he would. He's a little busy right now.
I'm thinking not. he doesn't have trouble raising, hunting permits. DNR doesn't have trouble raising camping permits.
Right, camping sites went up great.
Right. Mm-hmm. So license plates. Somebody's got to pay for these roads.
Right. I'm not sure what his answer is. His answer is just find me some money somewhere else. Take it out of somewhere else, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well.
But the Assembly Republicans, a lot of them are for raising the gas tax. So it's going to be an interesting fight between the Senate and the Assembly.
Do you foresee, but it doesn't sound like the state Senate's willing to go along with the state Assembly, does
No,
it?
Not at all. So my guess is they're going to be taking transportation completely out of the budget and doing that separately.
Well, isn't transportation a segregated fund now?
But they might try to do some wiggle around. That's what they've been proposing, thinking about.
Okay. What else are they up to?
What else have they? That's really one of the big ones.
They're going after
prevailing wage. They're going after labor agreements. They're going after those as well. That came out last week with Senator Vukmir.
Now, these are where businesses and labor work together.
Right. Right. And I think they're saying that they're not going to stop them from happening, but they're no longer going to encourage it from happening. Something like that.
That means they're no longer going to encourage what? State road builders?
Working together. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, just the letter came out just last week.
What would be the point of that?
I don't know.
They're trying to drive wages down.
Absolutely.
So the state continues to lag in new jobs,
mm-hmm.
new business startups,
growth,
right?
Mm-hmm. Wages.
do you think the tax cuts on manufacturing and agriculture are going to continue? Is there a sunset on those, or are those going to continue?
No, those are going to continue. That's Glenn Grothman's beautiful idea he did to the state of Wisconsin. And so it's going to be terrible. The millions of dollars that we give to billionaires is going to continue.
But that has not that just has not paid a if that had paid a huge dividend,
right.
They would have looked like geniuses.
Right, but it doesn't, and you don't have to even create any jobs to get those tax credits.
So there's no strings attached.
There's no strings whatsoever. So they're just getting these tax credits, and congratulations to them. So I think Senator Wirtz sent out a letter a couple weeks ago asking all of us to sign on just to the joint finance saying, let's cut out this manufacturing tax credit.
But that's not likely to happen.
Not likely to happen because it was the number one issue the Wisconsin Manufacturing Commerce and their question at candidate surveys. That was the number one thing they wanted is just to keep that. So anybody that got endorsed by them probably said yes. I didn't return their questionnaire.
Doesn't the president of that organization live in your district?
He does. Lives in the town of Middletown.
Oh, okay. Maybe you ought to pay a little visit.
Oh, actually, I get along with his
what
family.
Do you foresee happening? Are there going to be more attacks on Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin, or have they done everything that they can?
Oh, I'm sure. They'll always think of something to do that we won't like. I'm sure they're dreaming it up right now.
So Donald Trump gets to pick the next justice. My stack of things here, Merrick Garland is not going to get to serve as a Supreme Court justice. Well, even if Barack Obama made a recess appointment, he'd only be able to serve as long as Barack Obama was president. So
right. That
wouldn't really do much good at this point.
No.
Yeah, that would have been breaking with quite a precedent that we've had for a long time, although it didn't stop the Republicans from breaking
precedent. Isn't that the truth? By never letting him have a hearing.
So Donald Trump said during the campaign that he thinks abortion should be up to the states, and that if states outlaw abortion, women are just going to have to drive to other states. Right now, abortion is illegal in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing preventing it from that law being carried out is the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade. One Trump pick may not change things because Scalia was already against abortion.
Correct.
But if something were to happen, God forbid, to Ruth Bader Ginsburg
mm-hmm.
or Stephen Breyer, one of the other mm-hmm. Justices that have reaffirmed Roe v. Wade, this means that law firmly will stand in place.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think the Democrats tried to get rid of that at one point when they had a majority in the legislature and they couldn't pass it.
Right. I think it was a problem. They tried.
Because there were some conservative Democrats,
right,
like Bob Ziegelbauer, that
wouldn't play well in his district.
I don't think it'd play well with Bob Ziegelbauer.
Right.
So what kind of burden do you think that would put on women in Wisconsin?
Oh, it would be huge. It would be huge. People would have to travel to other states to try to have this procedure done.
And as it is, there aren't many places in Wisconsin left, right?
No, there aren't. No, there are very few and far between.
And the Republicans have cut money to Planned Parenthood
mm-hmm.
As far as family planning.
Right.
Right.
Right, and gotten rid of a lot of Planned Parenthood places all over the state of Wisconsin for cervical cancer screenings and things like that.
Now, teen pregnancy has been going down. Do you see this reversing course?
I think it could. You know, we had Healthy Youth for a few years. That was an act in the state of Wisconsin, and I think that those students are now probably seniors or 19 years old or so. So they had a really good education for a few years there.
Education. What do you see? There will be a race for school superintendent this year.
Yes, there will be.
Isn't there somebody from your neck of the woods running against Tony Evers?
Somebody, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in my district, but I've heard his
name
mentioned.
I think he's from Cross Plains, isn't he?
I don't know. I just have the village. I don't have the town, so it could be the town.
Oh, I guess I meant your school district that you're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Used to be on the school board, the Middleton Cross Plains School Board.
Did great.
What do you see happening? What do you think the Republicans will try next? Do you think they'll further expand vouchers?
They might
now that Betsy DeVos is going to be the education secretary.
Yeah, and see what financial stuff they can get from that. There might be some federal money coming in that mm-hmm. would expand it as well. Certainly, we have a lot of people in the state legislature who like vouchers. And one of my new Democratic colleagues, Jason Fields, is back, and he certainly likes that too. So we'll see what his involvement is with that situation.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's back.
He is.
Uh-huh.
He is.
Like a sore, he's back. Let me ask you about the governor saying he wants to put more money in public education. I'm sure you heard him say that.
I did hear him say that.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. And it'll be interesting to see how it's done. That always the first money that gets paid is to the vouchers. So he won't reverse that trend at all.
Is the rumor that he was going to do this, that I know that the committee met on this self-insurance idea where they are going to basically run GHG and these other cooperatives out of business and do a self-insurance fund for state employees.
I'm hoping that doesn't come to fruition. Yeah, I'm hoping.
I've heard him say that he may take the money from the savings from that, and of course, there are no savings from that.
There's no projection on there'd be any savings whatsoever.
That he would put that into public education. So you view that as pie in the sky.
I think that's pie in the sky.
Okay.
I'm not sure what his big agenda is going to be, but I know he's been in a lot lately. He's had a lot of meetings with people lately. He's gearing up for that budget. Everyone's pretty tight-lipped about what that's going to be. I'm very interested, too, in Department of Human Services with Kitty Rhodes, who unfortunately died last year. She was a big, strong person that was really liked our ADRCs and local regionalized control. With her gone, I don't know her replacement at all, so I'm curious what that budget is going to look like.
You brought something in.
I did.
With you today.
I did. You and I both care deeply about Alzheimer's and what our parents went through. And so with the holidays, people are visiting their family members. And they're just top 10 early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's you should be aware of if you see this in your family members. Memory loss that disrupts daily life. Challenges in planning or solving problems. 3, difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, at work, or at leisure. 4, confusion with time or place. Obviously, some of that's normal, but too much of that is a scary thing. 5, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. 6, new problems with words and speaking or writing. 7, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace your steps. Obviously, I couldn't find my keys this morning, but I remembered what coat I wore last night and could find my keys. 8, decreased.
When you start putting the keys in the fridge.
Things like that. 8, decreased or poor judgment. 9, withdrawal from work or social activities. Often people with early signs of Alzheimer's and dementia start retreating from their friends because they're embarrassed because they can't remember to do simple activities if they've been playing cards their whole life or whatever it is, or they feel like they can't keep a hold of conversation. And finally, changes in mood and personality. If you have any of these things that you see in your loved one, I encourage you in Dane County to call the Alzheimer Dementia Alliance at 608-232-3400. Or in Greater Wisconsin, the Alzheimer Wisconsin, 1-800-272-3900. And even if you're just concerned and you're just not sure where to go, call those numbers and they can lead you to the right path.
This was one of the few bipartisan things that happened. What were you able to get accomplished for aging and Alzheimer's issues?
We were able to get another $500,000 in for caregivers for respite care, which was huge for the state of Wisconsin. It was at $500,000 there for 10, 15 years. So we were able to work on a bipartisan effort to try to get more money to give caregivers a break. We still have a lot of work to do, though. I think we passed in the Assembly 10 bills, and only 3 were signed by the governor. So we still have a lot of things that we need to keep doing, and I know Representative Roarcast, Republican out of the Neenah area, is going to be working with me on that as well.
Diane Hasselbein, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, join us again tomorrow for another podcast at SlysOffice.com.